Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yes, this is Friday, but it's a good Friday. It appears so from the reading of the Holy Gospel and the Psalmody. It is a good Friday because, again, God's Word gives us good news as it sets before us Christ's dying words. They are the words of a forsaken man. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me from the words of my groaning? O my God, I cry by day, but thou dost not answer, and by night, but find no rest. The beloved son had become the forsaken child. He cries not, my Father, but my God. The crucified, suffering son feels that the Father has disowned him. He was forsaken, that God might always call us his children despite our sins. Yet this forsaken man on the cross still has the courage to cry, my God. Picture here a child who wildly, desperately clings to the legs of a parent who has turned his back on him and is trying to walk away. Jesus, in the depths of his unspeakable agony, still clings to God. Can you? Can you still cry, my God, in the depths of your misery? My God, why hast thou forsaken me? There is an answer to his question. God forsook his son on the cross so that our sins might leave us. That's a gulf. Between our guilt and us might be wider than that between east and west. God forsook his son on the cross that he might never leave us. Even the eternal mountains will go before our God forsakes us. For the mountains may depart and the hills be removed, but my steadfast love shall not depart from you. A lot of things may leave us. Self, money, loved ones, goods, even life itself. But not our loving, defending God. And they are the words of a suffering man. But I am a worm and no man, scorned by men and despised by the people. All who see me mock at me, they make mouths at me, they wag their heads. He committed his cause to the Lord, let him deliver him. Let him rescue him, for he delights in him. So intense is the agony that it reduces the sufferer to less than a man. He is a worm. In Gethsemane, our Lord's face was in the dust as he prayed for the passion of his passing cup. Now on the cross, he is all in the dust, like a worm. The intensity of his suffering is heightened by the fact that the very object of his dying love scorned and despised him. The men for whom he hangs on the tree fling their jeers and insults into his dying face. And this is him, to die for one's own. Inspired and infused by that love, let us go and be like that. The test and measure of your love is to be found in your patience and kindness to those who touch the control of your tongue and temper to the breaking point. and they are the words of a confident man. Yet thou art holy, enthroned on the faces of Israel. In thee our fathers trusted. They trusted, and thou didst deliver them. To thee they cried and were saved. In thee they trusted and were not disappointed. This confidence is based upon God's past deliverances. The psalmist was certain that God would eventually rescue him because of the Lord's past deliverances of his ancestors. God saved the fathers. Therefore, he will rescue me. If he performed the miracle of the Red Sea rescue, no strength could ever place me beyond his delivering reach. Christ had the same confidence on the cross. God said and would rescue him even from his fall of God forsakenness. His past life proved it. Hadn't his father delivered him from Herod's sword? Hadn't that same father sustained and rescued him from Satan's assault in the desert? Hadn't that father preserved him time and again from the clutches of the hateful Pharisees? Therefore, even from this most terrible of strength, God would deliver him. We can have that same confidence in our distress. The Israelites kept returning to that miraculous and marvelous rescue of the fathers at the Red Sea. That was his truth. God would at last bring him free from every trouble. We don't return to a rescue by a sea. We go back to a rescue on a hill and in a garden on the hill of Golgotha. Christ died to deliver us from our sins. From the sealed grave in Joseph's garden, he rose to set us free from our prison of grave. That past rescue is our proof of deliverance from every pain and evil. For you have been bonded by baptism to this God of deliverance. It's as sure as Christ rose from the dead. Therefore, we are brave and confident beneath the present death. He prayed these words so you don't have to. Since Jesus cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? You can die with his word, Father, into thy hand I commend my spirit and your lips. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.